Shalom Lechem Rabotai. Today we conclude the famous Perek of Bema Isha Yotza, the sixth Perek, and we start the seventh Perek. So we are on Mishnah 10 in chapter 6. Yotzin Bebeitza Tachargol. One may go out on Shabbat with the egg of a kosher grasshopper. Hargol is one of the kosher grasshoppers. Apparently the Yemenites still have a Masorah to eat these things. Delicious, apparently. I don't know. V'shen Shul, or with the tooth of a fox. The Bartner explains that tooth of a fox, well, it depends what your problem is. If you get very sleepy, then you need the tooth of a live fox. I don't know how you get the tooth out of a live fox, then I guess you go to his dentist and you ask for it. And if somebody's an insomniac, they would take the tooth from a dead fox. So apparently the tooth of a fox is somehow medicinally related to sleep disorders. Ube masmer min atzluv, or with the nail from a gallows, or a cross, where they hung a deceased. And the Bartner here says it was put on a wound to decrease swelling, and he brings the Rambam as Mefarish, it cures a fever that won't go away. It has some sort of medicinal value here. As the Mishnah says, Mishum Refua, these things were used as a cure. Divri Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Chachamim Omrim, Ach B'chol Aser Mishum Darchei Hamori. The sages say even on the weekday it's usur because these are like superstitions. That the Amorites had superstitions that pre-existed the Jewish people coming in, and we have a mitzvah in the Torah in Vayikra chapter 18 verse 3 not to follow the Darkei Amori, the ways of the Amorites that are superstitious. Now the interesting thing is there's another version where the sages say, the majority says, these are a refua, and it's only Rabbi Meir who's objecting and saying these are Darkei Amori. The Bartnura brings that girsa, that nusach in the Mishnah. So check out the Gemara and check out your local Orthodox Pesach. If you want to be using the tooth of a fox on Shabbos or at all, similarly, even on weekdays, if you want to use some sort of cures. The Rambam seems to say that if it works, if it's medicine that works, then it's not Darkei Amori, because Darkei Amori is an isser on superstitions. So superstitions is davka stuff that doesn't work. If it actually has real medicinal value and it really works, then there's no isser to use it as a cure, even if it's a little weird. Okay, Mazel Tov on the sixth perek. We are on to chapter 7. Klal Gadol, another very famous perek in Shabbat. Klal Gadol, a general principle or a great rule, Amru B'Shabbat, they said about Shabbat. Kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbat, anyone who forgot the essence, the real critical message of Shabbat, as in it's asur to do malacha, the asa malachot harbe, and he ended up, because he forgot, he did a lot of different creative acts, b'shabbatot harbe, on a lot of different Shabbosim. Eino chayev ela chatat achat. He's only chayev one chatat. Now the carbon chatat is the offering brought to atone for breaking Shabbos b'shogeg, when he's mistaken. And in this example, his forgetting is akin to shogeg. But what's going on here is the Mefarshim said it's like one long period of helam, of forgetfulness. So even though there was more than one Shabbat that was in this period, and it was more than one type of malacha, but it was one big period of forgetting. He didn't know. The example was a Tinuk Shenishba. He's a Jewish child who Nebuch was raised among non-Jews. He never went to yeshiva, never went to cheder, never went to Beis Yaakov. He didn't have the education, so he just didn't know. I mean, he maybe knew there was something called Shabbos, the Jews do, but when he finds out he's a Jew, he's, oi, Nebuch, he did a lot of malachot. So it's one chatas. Now the next case is Hayodeya Iker Shabbat. Somebody knows the essence of Shabbat. He knows there's a concept of Shabbat on which malacha, creative acts, are forbidden. But also malachot harbe, b'shabbatot harbe. And he ends up doing a lot of different malachot on a lot of different Shabbosim. Chayev al kol Shabbat v'Shabbat. He's chayev one carbon hatas on each Shabbat that he did a malacha. So what's going on here is the Bartnura says, b'Shabbat al harbe al yedei shigagat Shabbat. He's making a mistake that today is Shabbat. She'eno yodeya she'Shabbat hayom. He did the malacha. He knows there's such thing as Shabbos. He knows that there's ikar Shabbat, means you know there's a Shabbat. You know there's something called malacha on Shabbat you don't do. And here he has shigagat hayom. He didn't know it was Shabbat that day. He didn't have a calendar. He was, God forbid, you know, stranded in the desert or after a plane crash on a deserted island, and there's no calendar, there's no watch, there's no telephones. He doesn't know what day it is. So then he'd be chayav once on each Shabbat in this period of shogeg where he didn't know what day it was. Okay, now onto the Mishnah's third case. Hayodeya shu Shabbat. He knows that today is the day of Shabbat. V'asa melachot harbe b'shabbatot harbe. And he's doing a lot of different categories of melacha, of creative work on different Shabbosim. Chayiv al kol av melacha u'melacha. So he's chayiv for each av. We're going to break this down, and av is the general category. We're going to see there are 39 of them. We're going to list them soon. So he's chayiv on each melacha, even if he did more than one act that falls in the same category. For example, he's doing the av melacha, he's doing kotzer, harvesting, and he's also doing a tolda, he's doing a secondary, like a subcategory. Tolda is like the child melacha, like a sub melacha in that same category as well. So he's only chayiv on each category that he did. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Sai, is going to define these 39 categories. Now the last case in the Mishnah today is ha'osei melachot harbe, me'ein melacha achat, someone who does a lot of different malachot, but they're all in the same category. They're in a single category of malacha, enu chayev elachatat achat. So talking about, it's one Shabbos, it's just one day, and he did a lot of different things, but they're all in the same category, so he's only chayev once. For example, he does zoreya. Zoreya is literally planting a seed. He literally plants a seed, but then he goes back and waters the seed, and then he goes back and covers up the seed with dirt, and then he goes back and adds fertilizer. So he's doing four different acts, but they're all Zoreya. So we're going to get into these categories tomorrow. Shkoyach Harbosai Zagizunt.